This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
There have been arson attacks on cars in the German capital Berlin for a fourth consecutive night. Chancellor Merkel, mindful of the recent riots in England, said the attacks filled her with great concern. Uwe Hessler reports.
In the night from Thursday to Friday, Berlin saw another 11 cars go up in flames, bringing the number of vehicles set ablaze to 67 this week and the overall tally for this year to 354. The arson attacks have raised concern that Germany might be about to face violence similar to the riots seen in London and other British cities. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says she's troubled too by the series of attacks.
Ich hoffe und ich bin einigermaßen zuversichtlich.
I'm sufficiently confident that Germany will be spared the sort of riots we saw in Britain recently, she says. But even so, I'm deeply concerned about these criminal acts because people's lives are being put at risk. There's been much speculation about the arsonists and their motives. Police believe that about half of the attacks are politically motivated and carried out by leftist anarchists. It's suspected these protesters object to the increasing number of wealthier people who are moving into Berlin's central districts, driving up rents and forcing the less well-off to move elsewhere. Other cases are attributed to youths who are just out for the kick of seeing a car go up in flames. Most of the cars are luxury BMWs and Mercedes. But increasingly, Berliners of more modest means are being affected too, like pensioner Lothar Andres, who lost his Opel.
The Auto's 11 years old. What do you get for now?
My car was 11 years old and you don't get anything from the insurance for a car that old, he says. I'm really sad because this was to be my last car as I'm already 72 years old. Dieter Wiefelspütz, a crime expert for the Social Democrats and the National Parliament, described the attacks a precursor to terrorism. He recalled that the far-left Red Army faction terrorist group in what was then West Germany in the 1970s also began with arson before turning to bombings and assassinations. 1 month ahead of regional elections in Berlin, opposition conservatives and Greens are trying to make political capital of the attacks. They've accused Berlin Social Democrat Mayor Klaus Wowereit of failing to do enough to prevent them. Wowereit, though, was quick to fight back. Catching the culprits is enormously difficult, he says. All those who are coming up with simple answers are just fooling people and should be ashamed of themselves. And indeed, police say it doesn't take much in the way of effort to set a car on fire. The arsonists would use barbecue lighters as fuses, which they place on one of the car's tires and then leave the area. In spite of a substantial increase in police patrols, it's difficult to catch a culprit red-handed, which is basically the only way to get a conviction. Both police and the city government have called on the population to keep their eyes open and report anything suspicious. Uwe Hessler, Deutsche Welle Radio, Berlin.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.